Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, it's J. Stu. Once again, I am here at Sketchbook Comics with the one and only amazing Joel. Hey, man.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
So a few things I want to ask you about this week, and we'll get to your comic picks in a second. But what did you think of the reveal of Ben Affleck's Batman suit?
I thought it looked good.
Very Dark Knight Returns-ish?
Absolutely. You know, they said it was going to be the mature, older Batman, so I think you need that look, because that's, you know, that was the mature, older Batman, was Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, definitely.
It looks good. You know, a lot of people had already started making comments like, oh, he won't be able to move his neck and whatever, and it's just like, just leave all that stuff alone. Does it look good? Yes. Yeah. Then it's good.
And the Batmobile is back to looking like a car instead of a tank.
Yeah, that's fine. Either one was fine. Although in Dark Knight Returns, he had a massive tank.
He did.
So, either one is fine by me. I don't really care. As long as it looks neat.
Yeah.
That's fine by me.
Awesome. And how about the announcement of all these comic book TV series we're getting in the fall?
I think that's pretty great. Especially if they're, you know, the ones that are going to be right on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because you get them, it feels like you get them quicker.
Oh, yeah, all at once, too.
Well, what is it? They recently had that From Dusk Till Dawn show on Netflix, which has been really good, but you don't, it's not the whole season all at once.
Oh, okay.
I think it gets released, like, weekly, as it does on, I think it's one of the stations in the States, like the CW or something.
Oh, okay.
So then Netflix gets it, like, same day or whatever. As long as that continues, that seems great. As long as we don't have to wait for seasons to show up on there, I think it'll help maintain the momentum. And giving people the ability to watch them whenever they want is a big deal. Like, that's why I don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because I'm never in front of the TV when it's on. And the same thing for Arrow and pretty much anything that's on TV. I'm just usually not in front of the TV. So if we can see it on Netflix, it's better that way.
Yeah,
I think it's good, because what are we getting? Daredevil, Heroes for Hire? Was that the other one?
Luke Cage. Iron Fist and Jessica Jones?
Yeah. So all those street-level heroes.
Yeah.
It's easier to write shows about street-level heroes, so I can understand why they're doing it that way. But, and then they said they're all going to be linked to the whole overall Marvel Universe, so it'll make reference to the other stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's really good. I think it's a smart move.
Cool. And then when you're finally able to sit down in front of the TV or Netflix, there's a Gotham show coming out. There's a Flash show coming out.
Gotham, I know a lot of people are very excited for Gotham. I'm not as excited for Gotham. I just want to see Batman.
Yeah.
I'm not as excited to see the story of James Gordon and his influence on young Bruce Wayne or becoming Batman. And I think there's going to be a young Selina Kyle in there, too,
yeah,
that knows
is,
a young
yeah.
Batman, and I am not interested in that at all. I just want to see them as adults, and I want to see them fight. I think that's what most people want to see. They want to see Batman fight stuff,
yeah.
And that's what I want to see on TV.
Yeah. No little kid Batman.
No. Like, if he puts on a little kid Batman suit and goes and fights stuff, all right. I'm fine with that, but we know that's not going to happen. So, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be good. I'm sure it'll be a great show, but it's not the Batman show that I want.
Right.
You know, I didn't enjoy Smallville for the same reason. Because they basically rewrote an origin for a beloved character, and a lot of it, to me, was goofy.
It was.
It seemed to last forever, and we didn't get to the part of the story that everybody wanted, which was Superman fighting super stuff. You know, lots of times they were just solving mysteries.
Yeah.
Everybody in town got kryptonite poisoning.
Yeah, the first few seasons was about the kryptonite freaks in the town.
Yeah. So, to me, that was weak. Anytime you have to use the main character, everything about the main character, to create, like, villains or obstacles for them, it just seems like a cop-out. Like, why can't we just have, you know, random stuff? That's just how I feel.
That makes sense. I don't remember if I've ever asked you, but are you a fan of the DC animated movies?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
cool. I guess they just announced there's an Aquaman one coming out.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They haven't said what it's about, but I'm going to guess the whole Throne of Atlantis story, probably.
I would expect them to stay pretty close to this, a lot of the New 52 source material, because it's been good, and people will be a little bit more familiar with it. I think they do better when they try and stick to the stories that are already pre-established and tweak them. I think that works well. When they did the Superman Doomsday one, I don't know if you've ever seen that one. It was a really good animated cartoon, but it was slow.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to make it convoluted, so they didn't do the Superman thing, which I think would have made it more interesting.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, even that one was really good, just slow. I haven't seen the two most recent ones, like the Flashpoint Paradox.
Oh, yeah, and Justice League
War. Justice League War.
Yeah, they were decent. Do you have a favorite of the ones you've seen?
I really liked the Green Lantern First Flight. The Red Hood one.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That one was really good. Those are the two that are popping to mind right now.
Okay.
Oh, cool. And the Darwin Cook one.
Oh, yeah. New Frontier.
New Frontier.
Yeah.
New Frontier was really good.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, those were probably three of the better ones. But you can go rent them at one of those Redbox machines for $1.50, so that's all right.
I was going to say, I noticed today on your Facebook that you mentioned you love Redbox.
Yeah, I like the whole process. You walk up, tell them the movie that you want. It was the first time I used it, so you put Try Me in there, you get a free movie.
Oh, wow.
Then you get an email telling you, you've rented this movie. You have to have it back tomorrow by 9. And then you take it back, hit return, put it in. It doesn't ask you for anything. Then you get an email saying, you've returned it. I don't know. It's pretty awesome.
Sounds simple enough.
That's right. And for $1.50, and it's right beside the groceries every time I go get something, I think I'm just going to end up renting more movies.
They're beside Tim Hortons now as well.
Yeah, they've got them by Tim Hortons, 7-Elevens. Walmart.
Yeah.
This is our official ad for Redbox, so do the right thing, Redbox, and throw them some sponsorship money.
Thanks, Ben.
But you can, and the other thing you can do is you can go online and reserve a movie at a specific location. Like, there's a 7-Eleven down the street, so I can say, okay, hold this movie till I show up. When I go to pick it there, it's there for me.
That's pretty awesome.
I thought so.
Cool. Now, well, we'll get into the comics now. And I figured, since it's a weekly comic, maybe we'll get into a weekly discussion about it. But the DC Futures End, did you get a chance to read issue 2?
2? No.
Oh, okay.
I only flipped through it. But we could talk about it.
Sure. I don't remember. Did you say you've been enjoying the series so far?
Yes. I'm enjoying the book. It's well written. The art's good. But I'm still confused. With that whole 5 years in the future, is any of this going to stick? Does any of it matter? Because they're doing things that are, like, we've killed a character who's been dead before, right? The last time he came back was a major catalyst for a whole bunch of other stories, which even in New 52 are currently in continuity. So if he's actually dead, he's not coming back that way, because those stories already exist, effectively, give or take, but not quite. So, I don't know. It feels confusing. I think DC big events like Future's End and all their whatever crisis are always very convoluted, but not in a bad way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, definitely.
And this one's got time travel in it again, which I love and hate. And I don't know what to make of it. You know, the whole fact that when Batman Beyond comes back, one of those robots is tailing him. Sorry, spoilers, but you can tell by the cover, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, like, does he help become the catalyst for what happens in the future because he brought some of it back? It makes this difficult.
Yeah.
But I thought the Firestorm interaction stuff was really good, because they're very conflicted about what's going on because of the fallout from Forever Evil, which isn't finished yet.
Yeah.
So it's good. I like it. I'm very excited for more, but I'm definitely confused because of all the things that have already died.
Right. Are you excited for the September event where all the books are, I guess, Futures End related?
yes. I'm terrified because it means I have 52 books to read that month.
Yeah.
Right? On top of whatever else, which I might not have normally read because I'll read them all.
I'm excited that they announced there's a Booster Gold one-shot in that.
Yeah, but we got time travel, so Booster Gold's got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
He's super important to the time stream. I just can't remember in which, if it was New 52 or pre-52, where he was like the defender of the time stream.
Pre-52.
That was pre-52.
I don't know if they've established that.
I don't think
they've
really established that. I'm hoping that they do. I'm hoping that that's something that they bring in. That made that character more interesting, because he was always a joke. Right?
Oh, yeah, for real.
But then they made that the joke. He's like, okay, you're going to be a joke, but you're really, you know, the universe's savior. That's why you're the joke, so no one will expect it. It's you. I always thought that was a really good angle for the character.
Yeah.
And I would certainly hope that they'd bring something like that into the New 52 version of the character. And it would make sense. It would make sense.
Cool. And I guess all the 3D headache-inducing covers are back?
Yeah, those are awesome. I hope everyone's as excited for them this time around as they were for them the last time around.
Yeah.
I think some people felt put out by it, and then there are other people who just love them. Like, anytime we can get our hands on one and we put it out,
yeah,
it doesn't really last. So I hope it has the same effect. I hope people are excited for them. Either way, it doesn't matter to me. It matters to me what's inside the book.
Definitely the story.
The cover.
Story's where it's at.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool. So we'll talk about some other stuff you read this week. Did you have a chance to read Afterlife with Archie?
Yes, I did.
And what were your thoughts?
I liked it. It was good. I'm sad it took so long for it to come out, because I kind of forgot what was going on.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I thought it was good. I guess no real surprises. But it was a good book, and I'm happy that there's going to be more.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I guess next issue we'll find out what's been happening with Sabrina.
Exactly. And I think that's a big deal with her being.
Yeah, she was the catalyst,
yeah,
for
exactly.
I remember.
Yeah. So that should be good. Once we get to the source of it and all that stuff, although we know the source of it, but maybe we'll get some more background behind it, or how to fix it, or I don't know. More zombies.
More zombies, yeah. I just read today, actually, that August is going to be the last month for Dark Horse putting out any Star Wars-related titles.
Yeah.
Kind of bummed by that.
I am. Dark Horse has handled that license really, really well. I think better than any other company has ever handled a piece of licensed material. Like, G.I. Joe has bounced around and Transformers bounced around.
Mm-hmm.
They often kept some similar creative people from company to company. You know, and like IDW and Boom have a ton of licensed books. But nothing's been handled as well as, you know, the expanded Star Wars universe from Dark Horse. So it'll be interesting to see if, once Dark Horse no longer has it, if Marvel looks to pick up any of that talent. If I were them, I'd scoop up everybody who's doing those covers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the covers, there's never been a bad cover on a Star Wars comic.
Agreed.
And some of those writers, like, if they're not locking them down now, they should be. Because some of that stuff, you know, nobody else can be able to do it the way they did it, because there's some guys who've been writing a lot of it for a long time, so it's part of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't really see somebody else taking the reins in some situations. Flip side, I'm looking forward to it getting a bit of the Marvel treatment, which probably means Marvel variant covers.
Right.
And whatever. So if they do that, hopefully they tie it in with some of the other Marvel stuff. Just for the fun of it. Not that I want to see, like, you know, Spider-Man teaming up with Luke. I'm sure it would sell a lot of comic books.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not something that I need to see on the shelves. But there's some Marvel artists that I would love to see, you know, on Star Wars books.
Mm-hmm.
There's Marvel artists, people who are drawing for Marvel right now, who've drawn Star Wars books. So, you know, maybe we can see that, all that stuff come together. But I'm sad to see it leave Dark Horse. I think Dark Horse is going to be sad to see it leave Dark Horse,
too.
I think it's going to be a big blow to publishing numbers. Because I'm sure, like, across North America, those are some pretty big numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to make them drop. I know they're trying to, like, replace that with the Aliens franchise. The Predators, Alien,
yeah.
Prometheus franchise. I look forward to that. I really like that stuff. So hopefully they can spin it into something that is, you know, even partially as beloved as the Star Wars stuff, so we can see some, you know, continued decent output from the company.
I hope so. I'm going to miss that ongoing series they have going on right now.
Which one?
The Brian Wood series? Star Wars?
Oh, just the regular Star
Wars. Ties into the original movies.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that continue from Marvel. That wouldn't be surprising to me because of, you know, the big push for the new movies.
Right.
They're going to film 3 new movies. They're going to want more content to go with it.
That's true.
I just hope that it's as handled as well as it was. Because it's a big deal. They've had the license forever, effectively. You know, for as long as it's mattered.
Yeah.
The stuff before it didn't matter.
But yeah.
Since they started doing it, all that stuff really matters. You know, they've had that, what's it called? Crimson Empire. Did you ever read the Crimson Empire
stuff? I did, actually, yeah.
With Kanos and those, the elite guards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those characters exist because of Dark Horse. Well, in the X-Wing miniatures game, those characters have ships.
Oh, wow.
Because of that comic. Do you know what I mean? So it's not like it's just, you know, this is just stuck in a Dark Horse comic. It's made it outside of that world into something else.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I think that's a big deal, and I think that they need to maintain and address that going forward because some of these characters are really important to the overall mythos.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So what else did you have a chance to read this week?
This week I read Original Sin. That was this week, yeah. Original Sin.
I think so, yeah.
That was really good. I really enjoyed that. I read the Original Sin tie-in, the Avengers Original Sin tie-in, which I'm not going to lie, left me confused.
Okay.
I liked what I read, but I didn't understand why any of it happened. I think because I haven't been reading any other Avengers books, I didn't know what was going on. I hope that's why I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
Because if people reading the Avengers books didn't know what was going on either, it means they did something wrong. Because, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, apparently they did something with the Infinity Gauntlet, but then broke all the Infinity Gems?
Right, I remember that. I was in a new Avengers comic a while ago.
Right, yeah, I don't even know. But then Cap can't stop dreaming about it because they erased it from Cap's memory.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the comic, the Time Gem shows back up.
All
right. Reforms, and it starts making a vortex. It was very, like, for somebody who doesn't know what's going on, it was very confusing.
Okay.
Now I can't remember what else I read this week.
Superman Doomed?
Only a flip through.
Okay.
I'm still trying to catch up from last week.
I was actually surprised at how much I like that one, actually.
Yeah, it looks good. And everything everyone said is that it's very good. But I didn't get to read it. I did finally read Amazing Spider-Man, cover to cover. It was well written. And it's very pretty. Like, the artwork's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the gags.
Right.
Like, the part where Spider-Man's like, that's Peter for sure. And Cap's like, why? It's like, that would never happen to someone else. That's Peter Parker. Because he's running around naked. And I'm just like,
yeah.
I don't know. That just seemed too silly. Even for Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Who's a grown-ass adult at this point. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, but I think the book's more geared towards all ages, so I think that makes sense. But overall, it was good. Just, I don't need the gag. I don't know if anybody needed the gag.
No, probably not.
Did you see Amazing Spider-Man 2?
I have, actually, last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
All right. Did you see it?
I did.
That surprises me, because I remember you were not a fan of the first one.
It surprised me, too.
All right.
We basically were like, do you want to go to the movies? Sure. Let's go see this. What did you think?
I didn't hate it like I thought I was going to, based on all the reviews.
I didn't like it.
I didn't think you would.
I don't think it was a very good...
The villains were silly.
That's put it lightly.
Yeah.
I think they had some intentions with that film. One of them was to cram as many cliches into a movie as once.
Mm-hmm.
So, Electro's this introverted, shy, weird tech guy. You know, that's the typical portrayal of that kind of character. I've never seen a black guy with a comb over.
No.
That just seemed so out of place and ridiculous. I don't think any... Correct me if I'm wrong. If somebody can find some evidence to prove it to me otherwise, just to send me a picture of black guys with comb overs. And I'll eat my words, but I don't think they exist.
Oh, man. People are going to start sending you pictures of the sketchbook Facebook
page. That's fine. I'm okay with that. So I think that character was one of those cliched typecast tech characters in all movies. The dorky tech guy who's underappreciated.
Right.
I've seen that a million times. Then you've got the cliched Russian mobster who just runs around screaming and grunting and shooting a gun.
Right.
Like, Paul Giamatti's a fantastic actor. He's done some amazing movies and played some amazing parts, and they basically just asked him to show up and shout.
Pretty much.
I thought that, and again, super cliche. Russian mobster making a lot of noise. But then we get Electro over to the prison, and they're going to torture him. So you've got the Nazi German mad scientist in the white lab coat, the little round glasses, and the black gloves. Again, just scraping the bottom of the barrel for comic book and movie cliches. And then the scene where Electro and Spider-Man fight at the end, and Electro plays music on the coils in the power station, was terrible. There are more problems I have with that film, but those are four of the big ones. I was disappointed with some of the small changes, like Gwen Stacy's death. You know she's going to die.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only reason to put her in the movie is to have her, to kill her.
In that outfit, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My wife was like, what is up with her outfit? I'm like, oh, that's exactly how she looks in the comic books. She's like, nobody dresses like that anymore. I'm like, it doesn't matter. That's why she's dressed that way. Nothing else makes sense, so I should. I was disappointed with the death. I wanted the death to be, you know, how I knew it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it wasn't a great movie. But I feel like the people who saw it would love this issue of Amazing Spider-Man because there's gags in it. And there was a lot of gags in the movie. I think the gags in the movie were probably one of the better parts. Except for the special effects. Spider-Man swinging through the city was really good. Like, probably better than any Spider-Man swinging through the city scenes we've ever seen.
Right.
So, yeah, that's my rant.
All right. Fair enough. Oh, boy. So, what's coming out this week that you want to recommend?
This week we've got Magneto, number 4. That book's been awesome. East of West, 12. Of course, more Future's End. More Original Sin. Sinestro, number 2. Sinestro, the first one was really good, so I'm excited for that. Star Slammers. Not that anybody else is going to care about Star Slammers, but I do. Littlest Pet Shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know those little Littlest Pet Shop toys?
I'm familiar with them.
They're getting a comic book. My 4-year-old daughter's going to be very excited.
My 9-year-old daughter's going to be very excited, too.
Oh, there you go.
I think Forever Evil 7, finally?
Yes, and that's Forever Evil 7. We finally get to finish off this story, find out why Firestorm's so conflicted in Future's End. I am looking forward to seeing how it plays out. I feel like we already know what's going to happen because of its delays and other stuff that's happened since. But I do want to see, you know, all those little granular details that make that up.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, what happens to Dick? What happens to Superman? So he's not on the Justice League. You know, obviously this story is going to set up a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's really an important issue that I'm looking forward to. And Electra number 2.
Oh, cool.
Electra number 2 this week. There's a bunch of other comics, but those ones are the good ones.
Cool. Lots to check out this week.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, thanks, man. We appreciate your time once again.
No problem.
And we should get you on one of our movie review shows someday, man.
Sounds good. I'm outspoken about movies.
That's fine.
Yeah, we should do that. We can just record it here if you want.
All right, cool.
Pick some movies, let me know ahead of time so I can watch them, and we can do it up good.
All right, yeah, okay. I'm going to get on that then. And once again, I'm just going to give a shout-out to this fantastic store. get your butts down to Sketchbook Comics. You'll be glad you did, and that's my plug to you guys. And thanks once again, and we'll see you next time.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.